PhD scientists. Are they all evolutionists?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution.
I find evolutionists often claim that if you believe in creation, well, you can't be a true scientist. But I've met a number of real scientists who are creationists. Dr. Jason Lyle, an astrophysicist, is on our staff. Another is Dr. David Menton, who had a very distinguished science and medical background. He even has a PhD in biology from an Ivy League school. You know, many of the most famous scientists who ever lived were creationists. Think about Michael Faraday, James Clerk Maxwell, Isaac Newton, Johannes Kepler, and the list goes on and on. These were some of the most famous scientists who ever lived, and they believed Genesis. I once spoke to several scientists at the Goddard Space Center near Baltimore. You know, it excited me to see the number of scientists there, real scientists, many of whom were involved in building space shuttles and repairing the Hubble telescope, and they told me they believe that Genesis is accurate. They didn't accept evolution. What should scientists believe about origins? That God created all things.
Secular scientists have convinced many people, even Christians, to doubt the Bible's authority, beginning in Genesis. And that unbelief has led to the acceptance of many social ills like abortion and so-called gay marriage. That's one of the themes of Ken's new one-hour DVD, State of the Nation. It's yours for a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or visit our website of answersoffer.org.